everybody. It me. I am getting back into podcasting and making videos, and I decided to make like a mini series where I specifically talk about like my gender identity and like my journey as a queer person and navigating all of that, because a lot has happened to me in the past year and a lot more will be happening this year as far as like changes go, and it's really exciting stuff. So this is the first video in the series where I'm going to talk about how I was finally able to accept myself enough to decide that I wanted to like medically make changes to affirm my gender, and I want to call it Shrooms and Self-Acceptance. If y'all listened to my first ever podcast episode, I talked about how like the first time I ever smoked weed, I was hanging out with some friends and I just felt really comfortable around them. I felt really safe, and for the first time I felt safe enough to actually say out loud that I am queer. And around the time that I recorded that first episode, I had recently attended this convention called Queering Psychedelics, and they had speakers from all over the world, from all different cultures and backgrounds and identities, talking about how, yeah, there's this research now, like that's like finally being backed from the scientific community about how like psychedelics and plant medicine help with mental illness and issues such as anxiety, depression, PTSD, and also psychedelics and plant medicine can help queer and trans people like actually like witness and fully accept themselves, because a lot of us spend so much of our lives repressing who we are in order to be safe, and it's almost like our whole, when we grow up in those sorts of settings, it's like our whole identity is like a trauma response. And when you take psychedelics, it kind of like turns off that part of your brain that's responsible for like the anxiety and rumination loop. And it can also cause like what some people refer to as like an ego death, where like all those little parts of your identity just don't exist anymore, and you're able to just be one with the moment. So around that time, I decided to start like microdosing with shrooms, and my main intention for it was to help with like anxiety and depression. And around that time, I actually like came out as trans. Like I had noticed that there had been like this little voice in the back of my head, like ever since I was little, like when I would go to like really gendered spaces, when I would be like forced to do really like gendered activities, with the enforcement of like, you're doing this because you're a girl, I would have like this really like guttural reaction in my body, and this like anxiety and fear of just like, I'm not supposed to be here. Like, I'm not supposed to be here. Like, I'm a boy, and like, other people are gonna find out. And I obviously at that age, like I didn't have like the word like non-binary. It wasn't like a common word. It wasn't something that people knew about. And so now like that I'm older, I'm like, oh, that's what that was. But throughout my life, whenever I get those thoughts and those feelings, they would immediately be met with shame and fear and repression. It was just like, we can't think that, we're just gonna shove it back down. And same things with like attraction, like being attracted to people of different genders. It was just like, you can't do that, we're gonna just put those feelings back down. And so with shrooms, the other thing was that like I was pretty constantly dissociated throughout my life, and now I know, oh, like this was a huge reason why, because when you can't be your true self, like your core self has been painted as like this evil, bad thing. I'm talking about growing up in religion specifically, but when that's like your core belief as like such a young child, there's kind of like no choice but to be dissociated. And so with shrooms, I noticed that even just taking a small amount, it would just kind of like, I just imagine it like going to the part of my brain that's like so focused on being dissociated and being anxious, and it just kind of just chokes it out a little bit. Doesn't kill it, just like shh, we're just gonna shh, so that we can actually be in the moment and feel our feelings and be in our body and be in our surroundings. And that was really helpful to me. And so I was finally able to like listen to that little voice and give it some compassion and be like, hey, like you need to be heard. I hear you. And so around that time, like I came out as like trans, non-binary, and I didn't think that I wanted to like medically make any changes. Like part of me did, but whenever I have those feelings again, it would be met with that like immediate fear. And my internal dialogue was very much like, you're a freak. People are gonna think that you're a freak if you make any of those changes, and no one's gonna love you. No biggie, no biggie. So there was this one day in particular where I was able to just break through all of that. I took a little microdose, and I also had like an edible with like a CBD THC ratio thing going on, and I did this meditation on numbness and dissociation, where basically like you talk to your numbness as if it were a friend and acknowledge that like it's trying to help you, but just like giving it some compassion and giving it some space. And then after the meditation, I was just laying down and I was just feeling very calm and very safe. And I went into kind of like this like trance space where like I don't know, I just felt very warm and calm and safe and like at this like intense level of peace that I've never felt before as someone who's constantly anxious. And all of a sudden it was like I could see and feel my whole self and without judgment and without fear of being bad or wrong. And I have never felt that way about myself before, ever. I have never like felt that much love and acceptance for myself ever, like without fear. And it was just very much like you are okay and you are allowed and it's okay and I see you and I hear you and I feel you and I love you. And yeah, and so then after that, I was like, I'm tired of constantly repressing myself. I'm tired of being disconnected from myself out of fear of being abandoned, out of fear of losing loved ones or loved ones betraying me because of who I really am. And yeah, and so then I realized like I want to start taking steps to like physically and medically affirm myself. And I think another blockage for me for like getting to this conclusion was like I had also like had a lot of these like feelings about like being a bad feminist or like being like a bad femme. Like I was afraid that if I wanted to change my body, that it would mean that I like wasn't body positive anymore, or that like I had like internalized misogyny. And I'm like, that's like not true. Like that's just not true. And then I was like, well, you know, like doing the inner work, I was like, well, would you judge somebody else for like having procedures done or taking medicine that makes them feel more like themselves? Or would you like judge even like a cis person who wants to get their nose done or their boobs done or whatever? And I'm like, no, like I don't care. Like it's their body. Like they can do whatever makes them happy. And then I was just like, same goes for you. Same goes for you too. Like there are doctors who specialize in this stuff, and you have access to them, so like you're allowed to pursue this, like it's okay to pursue this. And I was like, yeah, I'm right. I'm like, I'm right. So yeah, and like I kind of have a feeling that maybe like I would have come to this conclusion like down the line, but I gotta say, shrooms really streamlined the process. So I'm not telling people, like, I'm not a doctor, I'm not giving like medical advice, but I definitely wish that more people would do research on this. And like, it's important to know too, like the reason why there's so much stigma and criminalization and prohibition around plant medicine is not because the government's trying to stop you from having an ego death, Becky. It's because of systemic racism and like colonization against indigenous people, because that is where a lot of these medicines came from. So that is really important to just know and be aware of if you decide to pursue like any form of plant medicine, really. But yeah, I tried pot and it made me gay, and then I took shrooms and now I'm trans non-binary, so here we are. Anyway, see y'all later. Too late.